Welcome to the DU Podcast. I'm your host, Julie, and today we will be talking about mental health among the undergrad students during the pandemic. All right, so can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Cameron Elder, and I am a writer for the DU Clarion, writing in the news section. But I also am a senior at the University of Denver, and I study English education with hopes of one day becoming a high school teacher.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about what you found when writing your article.
Yeah, so in writing this article, it was really special because I got to talk to a lot of freshmen on campus about what things have been like for them since coming to college during a pandemic and just the transition to college in general. And I found that most people were very willing to talk about their experiences, which was a welcome surprise for me. And a lot of them commented on the reality of it being super hard socially for them right now. And I think this is mostly due to the pandemic and not having as many opportunities to meet people, to be around people. But most of them are really suffering in making friends and finding that place on campus, which was pretty heartbreaking. But with that being said, they do feel really supported in the areas that they have been able to make community, whether that's with their RAs or with some friends in a few clubs that they're a part of, or even trying to be connected to friends and family from home. I also found that a lot of students are really aware of a lot of the resources that are present on DU's campus and either utilize those, utilize other resources, or are really proactive about taking care of their personal mental health, just in whatever ways are most effective for them. But yeah, overall, I think students didn't expect the experience that they have had coming to campus. They thought that college would look a lot different, but it's understandable that it has changed a lot. And I think they're doing their best to adapt to those changes.
So what has the university done that's worked for students during this pandemic compared to what hasn't?
I think something that has worked for students is really making the resources and the different opportunities on campus known to those students, especially when they first came to campus. A lot of the changes with the activity fair still allowing students to find ways that they can get involved or meet new people. And DU has also done a great job advertising a lot of the resources that the Health and Counseling Center provides for students and their mental health. A lot of the students say that they are aware of these resources and feel like they could use them even if they aren't currently. And one of the girls that I interviewed also was just completely praising their RA in their hall, because I guess the RA had just made it really known to the students that they were there to help them and could be there if they needed someone to talk to. And the student who I interviewed felt really comfortable having someone like that looking out for them. And so I think the university has done a really good job preparing these people who are working in our dorms right now.
Nice. So in what ways can students look after their own mental health without going to the HCC if they don't want to? Because I know the wait list can be long.
Yeah, it can definitely be challenging to get in there sometimes. Some of the ways that students are taking care of their mental health, I heard a lot of students talking about the use of exercise or just being active, moving around, as well as journaling. Listening to music was also a big popular way for a lot of students to kind of disconnect from things that were happening in the world. And a lot of students also just talked about the importance of doing the everyday things, of brushing their teeth, making the bed, kind of getting into a routine where there were certain small things that they could accomplish, and it would make bigger things a little bit less scary or make it seem like the day wasn't completely wasted because they were able to accomplish these small things.
So how do you look after your own mental health? Do you have any self-care tips?
Yeah, I think, of course, this is something that I'm still learning. I'm still figuring out new ways to care for my mental health, but I definitely agree with most of the things that my interviewees said. Personally, I really love Running. I think running is a big way that I cope with stress or problems with my mental health. I also really benefit talking to people, my family or close friends, which is another thing that some of the freshmen said was helpful for them. But I also am a big fan of reading and cooking and doing things that are kind of mindless and getting me into a different world. I also feel really supported and grounded in my faith as a Christian. I think that's one of the big ways that I also care for my personal mental health is just through prayer and investing in that thing that's really important to me.
Well, that's all the questions I have for you. Thanks for doing this interview.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So now we'll hear about from an RA about how to take care of your mental health. So as an RA, how would you suggest your residents take care of their own mental health?
I mean, I think a large part of it is just generally practicing healthy habits. I feel like mental health starts sometimes with the body. I think things like, you know, getting a good night's sleep to refresh and reset your mind, and just generally doing things like exercising or even things like taking a break from certain things to just, I don't know, get your groundings and like, because I feel like things like, you know, studying for tests or doing homework for too long, like helps to increase like things like anxiety, but also, you know, it's just good to take a break to sort of refresh, because sometimes if you get stuck on something, that can just like really wear at your mental health. And I think taking breaks is a pretty good way to do that. Other than that, I feel like, yeah, that's what I'd say for now.
So how would RAs be able to help students who may be struggling during the pandemic?
I think that in general, the easiest way is just to like reach out and say like a need, because I feel like, for example, social interaction is sort of like another thing that people might be needing right now because of COVID. RAs help to set up things like, you know, social events and other things like that. We can't necessarily help you with things like sleep schedules and other things, but anything kind of going on that you might need help with, or like you honestly just want to talk about, we're there for you guys. So I think that's how we help the best.
So what kind of social events have RAs been holding?
I think one of my favorite ones that I heard about was in the freshman dorms. There was this one where it was like a like video room tours and stuff. And I thought that was kind of cute. It reminded me of like a couple animes and stuff. It was like a great way for people to interact with each other, and like you learn a lot about people from their interior design sometimes. So I thought it was kind of a neat idea, but I think it's definitely very different for freshman dorms versus like other types of dorms. I definitely think the interaction is a lot more intense the earlier on you are. But yeah.
So if I just wanted to rant to an RA about like how classes are going, would that be an option?
I mean, I would ask them about it first, because I think some RAs definitely might not have the emotional bandwidth or capacity currently to do that, especially going towards finals week. But I think that like I would definitely reach out, and if they have the time, they'll definitely try to like talk to you about it. And yeah, you can rant and stuff like that. Just I don't know, I feel like trying to have a more constructive conversation might work a little bit better. I think you know, ranting might be best saved for things like friends and stuff, but I definitely think if you really need that, or like you have to rant about something that you can't share with your friends, an RA is a lot better, because they're a lot more confidential.
So what tips do you have regarding self-care? What routines do you do?
Routines that I do, I definitely try to get a regular sleep schedule. I mean, it doesn't work all the time, so give yourself a little bit of leeway for that. But I also try to break up routine in my daily activities. Sometimes, I mean, with COVID, all of our routines are a little weird, but something that I've been trying to do is instead of just waking up and doing something I don't know, just doing chores and stuff, sometimes I'll just take a break or do something to sort of break up the monotony of everything I do. I'll go to class, but maybe after, if I normally do something, I'll try to do something different. I don't know, go out to a nice lunch or something. That way I get to treat myself, but also stay on topic for the rest of the day. I think just introducing something a little bit new kind of helps to liven up your day or make it better. I know not everyone can do things get lunch at a special place or something, but anything that you can do to just do jumping jacks in your living room or something, I think it really helps to kind of break up the monotony of kind of what we've been finding ourselves in COVID. And yeah.
That's all the questions I have for you. So thank
A
you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to the DU Podcast. Feel free to contact us at thedupodcast@gmail.com. And be sure to read Cameron's article on the DU Clarion website at duclarion.com. Be sure to tune in again next episode.